Welcome back to another episode of Studio Flow, where we listen to everything so you don't have to. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fontaine.
Yes, sir.
And today, we're talking Eminem's 10th studio album. They should have put that on top of the airplane. You know how Jay-Z put 14th studio album? Entitled Kamikaze, released August 31st, 2018. Production. We got no singles because
it was a surprise album.
Yeah. Plus, who cares about singles anymore? I think singles are there for new artists, truthfully. I feel like once you develop yourself as an artist,
Where was all this energy at when I just said that I think Lil Wayne would have a single on the previous episode?
I mean, because Lil Wayne he has to have a single because he's been gone for
so long. No, I said that last week. I said Lil Wayne is one of the artists that probably don't need a single. He could just drop an album and people will get it. He still has a big fan base.
He don't need a release date.
Yeah.
You're right. All right. Yeah. If you don't have a release date, you can't have a single, obviously. I don't think you should. Mike Will made it. Tay Keith, Ronnie J, Boy Wonder, Fred Ball, name a few. Let's do these features and then get to this album that we've been sitting on for a minute. Joyner Lucas, Royce da 5'9", Jessie Reyes. Anybody knew who Jessie Reyes was?
No.
She had a song called Body Count where she was talking about how you shouldn't worry about how many dudes she sleep with. So actually a good song was part of that list of songs I sent you in the playlist.
Okay. Yeah.
So I actually knew who Jessie Reyes was before this. All right. So let's get to talking about this album. Eminem, during the interview, had said with Sway, and I use interview in quotation marks, that he's happy when he's angry. Or he's better when he's angry. I don't agree. I think he's good when he's focused, and it depends on what he's focused on. He was angry last album. He was angry at Trump. You can't tell me you weren't angry last album if you had beef with Trump and a supporter of Black Lives Matter. You had to be angry at something. You can't be going at with smiling.
I think he's better with a lot of adversaries, maybe.
I think that too.
That's maybe because he was like, and let's get this started before. A lot of this conversation about this album is not going to be about the album itself, but just surrounding what he did for this album. Like, that interview showed me how sensitive fucking Eminem is.
And I was just like, sensitive, I think.
But it was he's an ultra sensitive. Like, for you to be so good at your craft and to be like, somebody said this about this album's trash? The worst song you ever heard?
I feel like he was a hypocrite too. Because if Revival wasn't as bad as you think, as bad as people say it was, then stand on it. Say, fuck it. This is the last album y'all gonna get from me. Y'all don't get features now. Since y'all think that was the best, fuck you. But then you come back with something that everybody's saying is better. You didn't prove
sometimes these people that we think are artists are not artists anymore. They're just workers, man.
They're flawed individuals.
I don't think artists, like, when the artist becomes just so irrelevant to me, because you are worried about all the things that don't even really matter. Like, I mean, after all your success, you still worried about if somebody likes what you put out. Like, it's like if you come out in an outfit, Jonathan, and I tell you that shit is trash, are you going to go inside and change?
It depends what it looked like.
But if you liked it and you put it on and you felt good in it, why isn't it like...
That's the important part. If he liked the album, then fuck what everybody else said. But no, you taking out ads and letting people know. Why?
Like why is everybody getting your energy? But and then I say this, though. I'm thankful that he had that because it did make him make a good album.
Album is better.
It's way better than the last four albums he put out. It made us believe that, he actually can rap.
You didn't like Marshall Mathers, too?
Yeah, he liked the Marshall Mathers LP.
Yeah.
That was in there. But He told MGK, do your math. You didn't do your math correctly.
Yeah, you're right. So I got to get my math together.
See, that was 3 hours ago. I was like, okay, this is the point that we're making.
But it's just like, it was really interesting to see him like that, because we all know there's a madness to artists and stuff like that.
But I don't even understand that, because not every album that someone releases when they're this far in the game is going to be a classic or be.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Great. Could you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z's American Gangster was all about how we didn't like Kingdom Come.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
I'd have been like, are you serious?
And people hated Kingdom Come. People still talk. People don't like Magna Carta.
Oh, right, yeah. Remember, I was like, I didn't like that album. Y'all thought I was crazy. Yeah. I was like, this is not a good album.
Because remember, they didn't like that Jay-Z wasn't talking about the shit they wanted him to talk about.
Drake was one of those people.
And I was just like, what?
That's why he had to say, sorry, Mr. Drizzy. He's talking about all the art talk. So,
it's just like, you can't please your fans. As an artist, you cannot please your fans.
No, this, I always want to talk, because I'm that worried about it. I know one day we're going to get some hate, right? And I can't wait to get this hate, because I'm going to ask whoever it is, if it's Drake, Cole, Kendrick, Sean, Eminem, whoever, if we or me personally says something negative about an album and somebody fires back, I said, I'm going to tell them, when you went into the booth, you weren't thinking, yo, I hope John of Studio Flow likes this one.
Yeah.
So you should never care what one individual says.
But artists also have to realize, like, who they were in the beginning of their career. They're not going to be the same, and your fan base is going to change. And sometimes you outgrow your, you know, you outgrow, or your fans outgrow you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think, do you really think, like, NSYNC could all come together now and do another No Strings Attached, was like the number one selling album ever, like one of the highest grossing albums there.
You know who I only think, only people, I was going to say the only people who could do this, and I'll take that back because they wouldn't be able to do this. We didn't bring this up on about a week ago with Beyonce. We was talking about Beyonce doing the witchcraft, but Beyonce has been taking pictures with Latavia and Latoya.
Yeah.
Even if you got all five of them together, I think the tours would sell out. But the album probably would not reach Writings on the Wall or Survivor.
Yeah,
it just wouldn't. Not the sales. It just
because
wouldn't.
We're in a different time, and
that's what you got to understand. You in a different time. Here's the thing. This way, maybe he didn't have the numbers, but this is how you know you were in a different time, because word of mouth spread that Revival wasn't that good, and it was one of his lowest weeks, and this one outdid it. Because word of mouth said, oh, yo, this one is actually pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
So people didn't even... So who were you mad at? People didn't even give your album a shot. Your adversary, Joe Budden, said, I didn't listen to the album. I've never listened to the album. I didn't like that song.
Yeah. You're so hung high on that shit. Like,
he was so hung high on that, you could even take away. He brings up Revival so many times. Revival didn't go viral. Let's sleep on it like they did Revival. Bruh, okay. I get it.
Yes.
You mad.
Maybe he felt like he worked really hard on that album.
Wasn't he worked that like, hard on everything,
but
right?
But here's the thing.
But wasn't that like his first album like in 3 years? Because wasn't Eminem, Marshall Mathers LP 2, and then that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe he felt like, I worked really hard on this and it did not get the whatever that I wanted.
Yo, exactly. Somebody should, listen, here's what Revival came down to. It had a fucked up flow. He should have picked a lane. In this album, he does a better job because... He comes off hard and then he breaks up with Normal.
Uh-huh.
And that's not so. He didn't go and get a rock song from the late 80s or early 90s to sample up. And then he ends the album with relationship songs. But again, it didn't sample. So it was fine. You was able to get a groove on this album. And I don't know, like, y'all, the album ends with Good Guy. That Venom song is that's for Venom. That don't fit this album.
No, it doesn't.
What is this here for?
Oh man, it's just like
the album ended with Good Guy.
To me, that's what the end of this album is.
Yeah,
it does end with Venom. It has 12 tracks, or 13. There are 13 tracks, but Venom is supposed to be on the Venom soundtrack.
How many tracks did Revival have?
I think a lot. It's 18 or something.
And that's why I was like, this track was so much better because Eminem, it was condensed.
Even with 13 tracks, it's 45 minutes.
Yeah, it was.
Because it has two skits, and I'm tired of the Paul skits. Golly.
Sometimes you look at Eminem and you realize he's not that creative.
Yeah, he went back to what worked. This is what Eminem does, and it worked this time. But I don't know if I want to hear another Eminem be mad. Yo,
I don't want to see no interviews about explaining why you're mad about people not liking your shit, especially when you got like millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, because you can't say,
doesn't that sound like a baby, like a,
but you can't say, yo, y'all didn't like this, y'all don't fuck, so fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. And then when I get to my MGK disc, I'm saying at 29 I had triple platinum and I've outsold you at 45.
I'd rather be 80 than you at 20. Like,
so wait, so are you happy you outsold them, but then you mad that you don't get the critique, pick a lane. Just
but
say,
that's MGK though. He could say that about MGK because MGK is this big on the spectrum right now.
But MGK is from a different era too. So I was, no rapper from Eminem's, Jay-Z, even shit, Ludacris, that Nelly era can talk about sales with this era because it doesn't, it won't work.
Yeah,
the only one, the only, if Jay was making the line, only one moving units now is Drake.
Yeah.
And that's it. Who else is moving the units at that number?
Eminem, probably with this album.
Yeah, I think this, he got close to going gold. But here's the thing. We're reviewing this a couple of weeks after the album, obviously, but seems kind of quiet out there.
Nobody's like, bumping there, it like crazy, crazy.
I mean,
like,
Fall is the best song, right?
Yeah, to me.
Fall is so dope.
It is.
I like the video. I think that's a song that could be on the radio. He's still...
Every song is dope on here, though. Like, let's say that. Yeah. Even, not, no bad, like, super bad song.
I hated Nice Guy.
Oh, no, Nice Guy's the one... The one that's like, suck my dick, man. Suck my dick, bitch. Suck my dick.
Yeah, yeah.
You fucking suck, man.
I can't listen to that song.
Yo.
Listen in the car. It's all, suck my dick. Yeah. And I'm like.
Listen to it. It seems like it slows down and speeds up. I don't know how he was able to catch his beat. Maybe they did that post-production, but it's crazy. I love Stepping Stone.
Oh, the whole thing about D12.
Yeah.
Next album, give us a Slaughterhouse one.
There we go. Yeah.
Just keep it going.
That song was sad, though. Because it was basically like Proof died and we were never the same.
Yep. Well, I think I had some. Yo, so I didn't even notice. Because he talked about how they. And somebody did say Stepping Stones had a Toy Soldiers feel. And I said it did. I agree with that. I didn't know Swifty McVeigh had released a solo album. Conniver waited to 2010 to do a solo album. I know Bizarre had dropped. When did Bizarre do his? Attack of the Weirdos. But he had, which features a young Eminem already, back in 1998. And then he did 2005. The only person I actually liked, I mean, I like Proof. Proof was cool. And I thought they were good together. But out of that click, what Eminem was trying to bring us was Obie Trice.
Oh, yeah. Obie Trice's album was good.
Yes,
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, it was.
Obie Trice is the guy.
Obie Trice, real name, no gimmicks.
Yes, Obie Trice is the guy. Not Alike. Yeah, Not Alike is dope. Because that's Not Alike, honestly, the MGK diss on that one is better to me than the diss he does to MGK. I would have just let that when he goes, when the beat switches and I know who you are, Kelly, don't use a Tech N9ne.
That whole
run is amazing. I would have
That's why I didn't like his diss. It gave him too much.
Yes. I mean, that's the thing. Eminem, you can't be this guy who comes at it and says, fuck you guys for not liking my shit. I'm about to drop this album and murder everybody. Then murder everybody. And then somebody has a response and be like, I'm going to come back. Like, nope. I'm like, fuck you, MGK. I said, I'm not giving you no more life.
Don't give him any more power. Because riding high on it.
Yes. He's feeling himself.
He don't have to diss you back. That's how good this was.
You know what? MGK is whack. Like, I haven't liked anything. Well, I did like his diss. I'll say that. And I did like Wild Boy.
Yeah, you did. Wild Boy.
What's MGK? That's
nothing.
My whole thing.
Yeah, it's nothing we want to listen to.
And then he has this little beef going on with the G-Eazy.
Yeah. Why do you guys think...
It's spicy out there.
Spicy mayo. That's exactly what we get.
Habanero mayo?
Mm-hmm.
Now, but there's been people say, the reason why Eminem is the best-selling artist is because he's white. Fine, whatever. He's still amazing. He's dope.
But he said it himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you guys think that the fact that he's white, he's not getting the critique he should be getting for coming at mumble rap? Because when Ice-T came as Soulja Boy, it was shut your old ass up. You don't know shit about the game, blah, blah. He got
to... This nigga old enough to be my granddad. You an old man.
Was that for Thugnificent too?
Yeah.
Yo, his obsession with mumble rap is ridiculous. Like,
not an obsession. It's the truth, in my opinion.
No, I'm not. You don't have to hark on it.
No, when he made that song on there and he threw all that shit together he was like, Chicken Wang, Pootie Tang.
Oh, that's in The Ringer.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
I like Not Alike when he's like, Brain Dead, Eye Drops, Pain Meds, Cyclops, Daybed, iPod. Maybach.
That's why this album was so great.
It was, because he was really making, was really making fun of these people. And then when you think about it, he's like, but I said a long time ago, because when Young Thug came out And I was like, dude, this was like the year of the mumble rap. Yeah, because yeah. Young Thug was really big when he first popped. Or I don't even know if it was like his first album. I was like, dude, I don't understand nothing he's saying. And I remember being on Twitter and someone said he sounded like Sponge Doodle from this episode of SpongeBob. Mm-hmm. And if y'all ever look that up, you'll be like, wow, this is really, really true. And it's still relevant today. It's still relevant. I don't know nothing these kids are saying. Nothing that they
you
talk
know
about.
What Quavo and Offset and Takeoff.
They're not mumble rap though.
Yeah, no, they've come a long way though.
Yeah.
They've come a long way because I really thought that Versace was going to be it for them. But I mean, I'm really anticipating that Quavo solo album.
Oh yeah, that's coming. Oh, yeah. I'm going to talk about that. What else song that I liked on Lucky You? Jordan Lucas is good too.
Yeah,
Jordan
Lucas.
They,
yeah.
That, they the way they played off each other was amazing. Shout out to Eminem too, because Eminem can still do the double time speed rap that Jay-Z can't do anymore.
And how do you mean he can't do it? You think he can or you
because
just think
Jay-Z
he won't?
Was like, in a portion of 9/11, I said, yeah, what's the last time Jay-Z's saying? Been rapping fast?
Eminem still has a flow.
Yeah, he
I
do.
Mean,
nah, it was impressive through this whole album. Like,
I don't think, yeah, take this back. I don't think Jay-Z can't rap fast anymore. I know he can because he can do those songs. I don't think he writes that way anymore. His mind doesn't even like, oh, let me write something. You know, what's the line that our boy Chris, rest in peace, he not dead?
Anybody in the... Anybody want to act loco?
Hit it with numerous shots with a fofo. Yeah.
Yeah, you used to love that shit.
Yeah, I think that was the last time Jay did the little speed rap. Solid album, man.
That's what y'all give it.
This was a great surprise.
4 out of 5. It was the best way to end an amazing summer. The fall is not going to be able to compete, but it's cool. I mean, what we got Nas. Maybe we'll get the Lil Wayne this summer.
Summer's over.
Yeah, summer's over.
Sorry,
yeah.
This fall. I meant this fall.
Getting Kanye West.
She's so happy. She said, summer's over.
Kanye West.
Yo, Kanye West came back to Chicago and the weather's been a lot good. Been really nice since he's been here.
Man, today was beautiful. Today was beautiful.
There you go. There you go. Thank you, Yeezy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Yeezus.
They woke up nice and chill and shit. Still, I'm giving it a 4 out of 5 too.
I'll give it a 4.5.
Nice.
If this is how, if we ain't got nothing else for the rest of the year, this would probably be
a great end.
Up there.
Yep.
You know what? This slight spoiler alert. You know what album I think is going to either be in my top 3 or number 1 of the year?
What?
J. Cole. Not only because I really enjoyed the album, but the more people we lose to drug, the more important that album was that he was speaking to. You're just like, oh shit, this dude was.
Yeah, yeah. He actually, think about that. Yep.
We didn't even talk about, we didn't get to your thoughts on Wale
with what?
The free lunch EP, you didn't listen to it?
Oh yeah, I did listen to it. I liked it. I mean, I'm looking forward to.
I gotta finish Black too. I gotta finish that Black album.
But I feel like Wale is gonna quit.
You think he's out about the podcast? He's tired. He said I'm over.
Y'all ain't gonna go in about Joe Budden and the diss towards him. I thought y'all be more in depth with that since y'all love Joe Budden's podcast.
We already talked about that on the podcast.
Yeah,
2 weeks ago.
Was Jermaine here 2 weeks ago?
Yes, he was here last week.
Yeah, I was here last week.
Oh, I thought y'all would talk about it more.
Again?
Like,
we're going to double down on the Joe Budden like
this? Yeah, because y'all really like his podcast. Oh, and I thought y'all was going to be
we'll
all
catch you guys
sad.
Next
week.
At Eminem. At One and Only. At Kicks and Coffee. At Manny Fontaine. At Bizarre. Until next time. Peace.
Brain dead. Eye drops. Pain meds. Cyclops. Day bed. iPod. Maybach, my buck, train wrecks, sidewalks, pay less, high tops, K-Fed, IHOP, Playtex, Icebox. That's how much we have in common.
Yeah.
That's how much we have in common.
Whoa.
Up on this mic when we're on it.
Yeah.
That's how much we have in common.
Yeah.
That's how much we have in common.
Whoa.
That's how much we have in common. We are not alike. There's not a like us on the mic.
I don't do Jordans and Audemars. I do explosions and Molotovs. Y'all blowing smoke as if y'all ain't washed. I blow the smoke from the car exhaust. Flying to a party I am not invited to. Feeling like the streets need me. I ain't gotta dance long as my Ferrari spider move like Sea Breezy. I don't gotta hire goons. I'd rather try to buy the moon and breathe freely. The sky is blue, the tires new, the Maserati white and cool like G-Eazy. Why these dudes trying to figure out how to do a freestyle as fly as me? I'm confused trying to figure out how to do Capri Styles and Maya G. Everybody doing chick joints. Probably rob these little dudes at Fist Point. Remember everybody used to bite nickel now. Everybody doing Bitcoin. We don't got nothing in common.
No.
We don't got nothing in common.
No.
Y'all in this stuff like doubled up styrofoam cups on them uppers and downers.
Woo.
I'm in this stuff like doubling comments. Find me your brother who's solid to count the shit up and then bust the shit down. With the cops hit us up, we can flush the shit down. We cannot give a fuck, shit a fucking colonic. Selling your cock and your butt for a follower, possible couple of dollars. You powder sniff, now you slip and call it a power trip, a product of politics. Y'all went from profit and top of the charts to drop in the park and to polish it. Knowledge is power, but powerless if you got it and you do not acknowledge it. Y'all music sound like Dr. Seuss inspired it. Hiring strippers, prostitute retiring. We can spit it for your advance. I'm fit to be king, you cut out the fit in Prince pants. You niggas
brain dead, eye drops, paint meds, Cyclops, day bed, iPod, Maybach, my buck, train wrecks, sidewalks, pay less, high tops, K fed, IHOP, Playtex, icebox. That's how much we have in common. Yeah, that's how much we have in common.